He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this? For me, as a Lakers fan who is rooting for those guys to fail, I wake up right now feeling a lot better about the Lakers' chances at competing against Bob Myers than I did, 24 hours ago.
Competing against the Warriors because
yeah,
Bob
what
Myers
I said.
Yeah, yeah. You said yeah. Competing against Bob Myers. I need a one-on-one tournament between just AD and Austin and LeBron and
yeah.
I mean, should only say guys that are gonna. Yeah. Never mind.
So I just think that's fair.
I just think we overrate when you have a player of the caliber of Steph, LeBron, Giannis, Joker, etc.
Yeah,
I think we overrate
the other stuff.
The other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The reason teams win is those guys. Why, like, what the Celtics got beat because Tatum and Brown can't dribble, right? They weren't good enough.
Yeah.
Because, look, Joe Mazzulla was kind of a disaster, which is, we'll put that aside for a second. He's kind of a disaster.
Can I say something about
Joe? He's probably really bad at his job. We'll put that aside for a second. Like, Brad Stevens got them all the stuff.
Yeah.
And those guys didn't do it. And look, Caleb Martin maybe could have won. I think it's the Larry Bird Trophy, by the way, which was
whatever it is
for
yeah.
Eastern Conference MVP, which Eastern Conference Finals MVP, which I kind of love. But why did Miami win? I mean, really, when you like boil it down, really, because Jimmy said so.
Yeah,
because Jimmy Butler said so. That's why. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler was better than Tatum and Brown. And
yeah,
Brad Stevens got them all the stuff, right? The deepest roster and all that. They had all the stuff.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler kicked their ass.
Yeah. And again, was put in a position organizationally to be able to kick their ass.
I fully believe in the Heat culture thing. They have a bunch of two. He's playing with a bunch of two-way guys and Kevin Love, who
he's playing for. I think the best coach currently doing it right now.
Okay, I agree with that. However,
that guy ran laps around Joe Mazzulla in his terrible.
I agree. I agree. You don't want to watch the talent again with me? I agree. However, Jimmy Butler is playing with Gabe Vincent, undrafted two-way. He's playing with Duncan Robinson, undrafted two-way. Like, he's just... Mm-hmm. Bam, fine. Bam sucked last night.
Yeah.
But fine. Jimmy Butler is just playing with guys. He's just playing with guys. Boston has all the things. Right? They have the deepest team, mm-hmm. right? They traded for Derek White. They traded for, or yeah, they did. They traded
Malcolm
for
Brogdon.
Malcolm Brogdon, who was hurt, to be fair. Al mm-hmm. Horford was a high pick. Like, they have all the guys. And Jimmy kicked Jalen Brown's ass, and Jimmy kicked
Marcus
Jason Tatum's
Smart
ass.
Was like a seventh overall pick, right?
Yeah, he was the fifth pick. They just what have
was
all
Randall.
They,
he was the pick right before Randall, right?
Who?
Marcus Smart. He was
no, Randall was the seventh pick. I want to say Marcus Smart.
Marcus.
Was the, you can do your accent again. I think he was fifth. He may have been sixth, but he was. Yeah. He
I'm
he
pretty
was
sure because I liked Smart pick. Coming out of OK State. I remember liking him for
even
punching
though,
people.
Even though he got into it with an old white guy?
Because.
Specifically because.
It's like, give me that guy. No, I think it's the guys, look,
the X's and O's matter. It's the Jimmys and yeah. Joes.
It is. I'm not, you know, like Pete and I used to laugh at all of the conversations going when the Lakers were on their title run and they would say, yeah, the Lakers have the first and second best player in this series, but what about 3 through 10? And it's like, you have don't one care. And two.
Yeah. Don't care. I mean, it's not that I don't care because it makes it easier or harder.
Yeah.
But who wins or loses is especially like if you have the guys to LeBron's level, to Steph's level, AD is kind of there. Like if you have those guys, Mm-hmm. They win or lose. That's it. Mm-hmm. Joker kicked LeBron in AD's ass. That's why Dallas. Denver won.
Yeah.
Luka
and that's why I think they're going to win. But yeah, I'm with you, but for me, you know, and this is a Lakers show, so Lakers fans are listening to this or watching if you're on YouTube. But for me, if I'm a Laker fan, today's a really, really good day. We don't know how good. We'll find out. We'll find out in the years to come how good it is. But for Lakers fans who went through the Jim Buss run to find out that you have another son taking over as in, you know, either the one or two level decision maker in an organization, that's a good thing in my
book. Yeah, look, I said this an hour, well, not an hour ago. I said this 30 minutes ago. It may not matter at all, but it's not a good thing. It's not a positive thing for the Warriors.
Yeah. All right, let's quickly, we've alluded to it a couple times, but the Nuggets and the Miami Heat are going to be tipping off on Thursday, mm-hmm. the game one mm-hmm. in Denver. The Nuggets, last I saw, were like 4-1 favorites over Miami. It probably has gotten more lopsided to this point. Every single bit of information that I look at in the series, it would indicate to me that this is an easy Nuggets win. Easy. Mm-hmm. Except that's what I would have said against Milwaukee. And that's what I would have said
Giannis was beat up. Giannis didn't play a couple games. So, yeah, okay.
Okay. But, like, you know, it's still, Miami was a team that was a couple minutes away from being eliminated by the Chicago Bulls.
In the play.
So against Milwaukee, obviously huge underdogs there.
Yes.
Boston. I think Boston.
Yeah, I don't think they were underdogs against the Knicks, but yes. But Boston, absolutely.
Actually, they were. The Knicks were slight favorites against Miami because they had home court. And then Miami was huge underdogs again, 4-1 underdogs against Boston in that series here too. So what I keep kind of bumping my head up against is logic and the lack thereof, because the run that Miami is on right now seems to lack logic. I can't explain all of it beyond, like, you just talked about Jimmy outplaying guys, but like why and how for this long?
I cannot give you a basketball reason. I think Denver's going to sweep them or win in five.
Mm-hmm.
Sweep them or gentlemen sweep them.
Yeah.
I can't give you a basketball reason why Miami can hang with them. I can't. Denver's going to kick the shit out of them.
Mm-hmm.
My only pause in saying that is Jimmy Butler and Miami Heat.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Yes, but there's no reason for that.
Yeah. No, like, I'm with you. Like, I don't know.
And if you're asking me to predict, if you're asking for my prediction, I'm going to tell you Denver in five, and that's only because I'm going to give Miami credit for being Miami and get one. Mm-hmm. But basketball reasons, I think Denver sweeps them.
Yeah, like
I don't.
The Lakers
are
better than Miami, and the Nuggets swept the Lakers. You know,
like, I mean, yeah, but matchups matter, right? Like,
I think the Heat are a worse matchup for
I agree with Denver you. The reason why I'm saying that is because you said the Lakers are better than the Heat and Denver swept them. Like, the matchups matter, right? Like,
yeah,
the matchups always matter. Gun to my head, I think the Warriors would have beat the Nuggets. Right, because of the matchup thing. I think Steph would have destroyed Joker in pick and roll and made him dance mm-hmm. and all of that. But Miami doesn't have, the Lakers didn't have that guy. And Miami doesn't have that guy. Like, it's Gabe Vincent and Jimmy Butler handle the ball all the time.
Yeah.
Like, Gabe Vincent is not causing Joker trouble off the pick and roll, off the bounce, and shooting pull-up threes.
Yeah.
Jimmy's not either. So Miami doesn't have that guy. To be fair, like, I think Tyler Hero being out has been a net positive for the Heat.
Yeah.
But I do think he can be useful. I do think if he comes back, I do think he can be useful in this series against Denver. Now, look, I don't know who he's going to guard. which is another problem. But he is the one dude on Miami that has some juice off the bounce and can make pull-up threes and can, you know, give Joker some problems dancing in the pick and roll. But I just, like, basketball-wise, I just don't see a way. Other than, like, the 5% thing in the back of my head is Jimmy Butler and Miami, right?
Exactly. Like, I echo all of that.
Basketball, like, reasons, Denver should beat them in four.
Miami could try to go zone, but Denver has handled the zone better than any other team this year. They have Joker.
Miami has zoned up Denver a couple times, and it is a tactic that Spoelstra likes. And Denver has scored like almost 2 points per possession. Yeah,
slays them with it. So, like,
if they don't play zone at all, and they like to play Duncan Robinson, who's Duncan Robinson gonna guard?
Yeah. Who's, like, Bam, like, Jokic is gonna do some really mean things to Bam. Like,
Jokic in this series is going to do some things that should only be seen on websites that you don't want to go to on your real phone.
Yeah, like, it's
but don't go to on your laptop either.
It's on HBO after like 11:30.
No, it's not on HBO. No. What Joker is going to do is on the websites that, like,
I would say automatically. Did you ever watch you watched Thrones, right? You watched Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What the Mountain did to the Viper?
Oh.
That was on HBO.
Okay. All right, fine. Yeah. All right. Fine. I don't think that's where you were going initially, but fine.
Well, initially, I was making a different joke, but
I thought you were going with the Skinamax.
Initially, that was where I was going, but like, I pivoted mid joke and realized, like, actually, it's a pretty good visual and summation of how I think that matchup is going to go. So I
do, he's gonna, like, you think Joker is going to put his thumbs in Bam's eyes and,
like, what Kendall tried to do to Roman for a second there? Yeah.
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 You know what's interesting is I think this may be also because they just need the size. I think this may be a Kevin Love series more than the Eastern Conference Finals
were.
And
Denver isn't as fast as Boston.
But they're enormous.
Yeah.
Much like the Lakers did with Rui and LeBron, I mean, they're no good answers, but maybe I start Love again and put him on Joker and then let Bam roam.
Guard. Like, although quote, he unquote, is not guard Gordon.
Yeah. Yeah. Although he is not the, I mean, Bam is a great help defender, but he is not the shot blocker that AD is.
Yeah.
I don't know. There just aren't good options for Miami. Would I be surprised if Miami beats them? Yes. Would I be shocked?
Yeah. Maybe. Also,
yeah.
Yes.
Actually, maybe. Yeah. But whatever. What's one level past shocked? Is there a level past shocked?
Floored?
Gobsmacked? I don't know. Like, there's 5% of this that is just like, I don't know. It's Jimmy and Miami. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, in order to bet it, you have to feel better than there being. And this was based off the last time I looked at the odds. I haven't looked again since. But if you think there's a better than 20% chance of Miami winning, then, like, you can bet the super long odds here. But I just don't see it. I don't see it in this matchup.
The rest thing is also going to be interesting, though, because Denver beat the Lakers like 6 months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And Miami had just played yesterday. I don't know when you're going to listen to this, but Monday, and has to travel and then play a game at altitude on Thursday.
Yeah.
That's doesn't seem great. Although again, Denver's been off for 3.5 years. So
yeah, I think Jokic said he's been in a pool for like 2 weeks.
So. He could have gone back to Serbia for all I know. Like, he had time for any
I think
of
he was
this.
Saying he was going to go back and like watch his like friend race horses in Italy. So
I mean, maybe he did. I don't know.
Yeah.
He could have sat in his chariot. And...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think that'll just about do it here for basketball conversations. I do want to talk to you about Succession.
Let's get it.
I want to know how you feel about the finale and the series and it, like the season and the series in general.
So I thought that this season had some very high points, and that was the acting and some of the writing. But I thought that the acting propped up in general. I thought the acting propped up kind of a weak story.
Mm-hmm.
But that was not the case in the last couple episodes. I thought that was it eight or nine where they elected the new president, theoretically, maybe not. I think it was eight. I think there was an episode in between. Yeah. I think it was an episode in between. I thought eight was incredible, very tense and incredible. And then
too real. It was like traumatizing.
Hit a little close to home.
Yeah.
Way too close. You do live in Texas.
Yeah.
And then I thought that 10 was the finale was.
Yeah, actually, my neighbors were the ones who burnt down that ballot box. So
awesome.
Made it kind of tough.
Yeah. Awesome. Maybe I should. I'm gonna come stay with you for. I'll sleep in your foyer with the 85 inch TV, and I'll knock on their door. They'd love to see me. I thought the finale was.
I didn't tell you Morgan Wallen just moved in next door.
No, that's too much. He's got too much Tennessee, I think it is, in him.
Yeah.
So I thought that the finale was pretty great. A lot of people I have heard didn't love the finale for Shiv. That they thought that was kind of out of character for her to vote the way that she did and then kind of take a passive role. And I think I disagree with them. I understand what they're saying, but I think I disagree with them because by voting how she did, she got to A, fuck both of her brothers.
Mm-hmm.
B, say that if I can't have it, you can't have it.
Yep.
And then C, get her money. C, get her money. And then D, maybe she's still closest to the power, right? Because she's married to the power. And E is going to have a child, theoretically, that would be next in line, maybe?
Yeah.
So I think for those reasons, I think Shiv played her part and her character. Obviously, she wanted to be in charge, but I think her secondary motivation was I'll be as close to the power as possible and as influential to the power as possible. Yeah. And whatever percentage you want to do in the blame pie or the responsibility pie or the motivation pie, whatever percentage of that you want to ascribe to this part of it, she got to be the one to tell her brothers and specifically Kendall, not you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was really important in the show that none of the three siblings showed any growth. I think, like, to me, if any of them would have shown any more growth than the other ones, that the show would have potentially missed. And, you know, it just comes back to when you're born.
Eddie Green, they are who we thought they were.
Exactly. Yeah. They essentially, like, when you're born into that type of surplus and that type of access and that type of just ridiculous wealth and power, if you're born into that, your chances at, like, growing as a human being are really, really low. And
you don't have to.
Right. Like, what's the point in growing? Like, what's the point?
Here? Yeah. What am I building?
It's something that I legitimately, you know, hold Jeannie in high praise for, is because a lot of people who have, like, interacted with her will say you would have no idea that she comes from that type of wealth. You would have zero idea that she treats people in a way that you would not anticipate for somebody who has her background you know, when I watched this, I was paying really close attention to the time of the show, the amount of the episode that was left, because we had a few opportunities there where the show could have ended and they would have ridden into the Barbados sunset and stuff. And, like, you had opportunities where, You would have ended on like a high note. Huh?
Go join the Celtics in Cancun.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, Jaylen Brown was actually in the background of one of those. Like he hopped on a plane immediately. Like they were talking today about Robert Williams and how like he was sick, physically ill, throwing up all game. That was Jaylen Brown. I like that. That was
he was the one
vomiting all over.
Yeah, he was eight turnovers, vomiting the ball all over.
But yeah, there's the scene where the three kids are watching the video of their dad at the table, right?
Yeah, the last
it's at, like touching yeah. moment, right? Yeah. Yeah. And I remember like watching that. And I'm like, oh, there's still another half hour to go in the show. There's like a nice moment or whatever, but we're gonna fall right back into the abyss. And then there was a moment where they all agree that Kendall is going to be the person, and they give him the meal fit for a king, and they're like having fun as like siblings would, right? They're playing in the kitchen while you know, and trying to keep it down while mommy is upstairs.
She might be the worst of all of them, by the way. But yeah, continue.
And you know, you're watching that, you're like, oh, there's another 15 minutes to go in this one too. You know, so like you know,
it's finna go down. Something gonna happen. Yeah,
you knew, like, you know, there's it. I kept on going back and forth over the course of the series and wanting to call it either a satire or a tragedy, and it wound up being a tragedy, right? We wind up seeing protagonist,
kind of both, right?
You know, it certainly had satirical moments, and it certainly said some stuff about, you know, what ails our economy as this definitely goes on at the highest levels of our economy. But I you know, when you look at Kendall and you look at Shiv and you look at Roman, and they all essentially wind up either exactly or at some version of who they were at the beginning of the show. Roman was this like apathetic playboy type who, you know, sips martinis at a bar by himself because he doesn't know how to talk to other people. Kendall Roman was this like broken person who knew that he like bore the responsibility of being the successor, but ultimately was too big of a doofus to be able to assume that responsibility. And then Shiv was like convinced herself that she didn't want it actually, but she wanted proximity to it. And she winds up being married to the new CEO. So like, nobody actually grew, and because of that specifically, I was happy to see that that's where it went. And like I said, when the last time you and I talked about this, I said none of those three are going to win, and we are going to lose because we have now seen how the sausage is made, and I don't want to live in that world.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like there have been a lot of shows that have fizzled, right? Game of Thrones being number one on that list. Kudos to whoever's in charge of all of this, because I think they landed the plane incredibly well. I've seen some theories floating around, or not theories, some suggestions floating around on Twitter that it was that's like the not the safe space, but that's the like optimal range, right? Like four seasons is. Mm-hmm. 4 to 5 seasons is what you want to do. The Wire ended in 5, I believe. Yeah, The Wire ended in 5, which I think is the best show ever. So I don't know. I thought it was kind of great. It still leaves you wanting more, but
yeah,
I know. I thought it was, I thought it was kind of great. I'm sad that we're done, but I usually am not one to watch like whatever the show is, you know, that we all watch together on Twitter. I'm not one that is generally into that sort of thing. I usually either don't at all or get on it later. But this one I kind of participated in, and I'm sad. I did find it kind of fascinating that it, to your point, whatever 30 seconds ago, that Kendall was like, this is all I can do. Like,
yeah.
And no, you don't get to.
Well, he was groomed for it, but like not but he everybody also said, is.
Like, he thought it was his birthright. He's like, I'm the
I'm the eldest boy. I'm the eldest boy.
And then somebody was like, I don't remember if it was Siobhan or his Roman. Brother was like, no, you're not. You're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I wish Connor was in the room for that because
he's the worst. Just the most.
I inept. Love Connor so much. He's my inept. Favorite. No, is I he love. Really? Oh, he's my favorite.
Is he your favorite just because he's not those three?
Yeah, like essentially, like he looked at those three just always brutalizing each other and said, I'd rather go into politics. I'm good here.
Yeah, but was also like, I'm literally a billionaire and kind of like,
well, no, all of them are going to suck.
Humbling. Like, I don't fuck with Connor.
They all are bumbling, right? It goes back to the central premise of the show.
He's bumbling because he's like incapable. They're bumbling because like they're
also incapable. There's not a capable person among them.
Kendall and Shiv, I don't think are incapable. I think they let their ambition and disdain for each other and ego get in the way.
That's interesting.
But I don't think they're incapable. I think that Connor's just like an idiot, just like a bumbling idiot. Like Connor is like Greg to me.
You know what was interesting about Connor that I found, like, he was the only sibling who was allowed to like poke fun at Logan. That was odd, right? Like it's kind of interesting that like Logan
eldest boy. No, you're not.
Yeah, well, he offered up the ability to kind of like poke fun at him with the I'm a little teapot and Logan thing.
Yeah.
And like Logan laughed along with it. I really think that like Connor, I like Connor the most because he just kind of understands like his place in the world. He's just
I can't stand Connor.
He was an utter failure as a politician and
he was an utter failure as everything.
He was hilarious. You know what it is?
I do not like. I don't fuck with Connor. I don't like.
Yeah, you know what it was. I found him hilarious. Like the stuff that he was saying. You know, like the
whole. Who's the MVP? Who's your MVP of the whole series?
Who's my MVP?
I mean, other than
Logan.
We put him aside.
My MVP. You're gonna hate me, but I'm gonna say Connor. I love Connor so much. I loved that he has just like looked in on what it was going to take to like to be considered for successorship and was just like, nah, I'm going to go over here. I'm a billionaire. I can go and fuck around over here and I'm going to keep having my billionaire money.
He's so corny.
Meanwhile, all of these people are just like wrecked individuals.
My wife is a fucking prostitute. No, hell no, 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 no.
Not for much longer. I don't think that relationship is gonna last very long.
You don't think that's making it? You don't think that's standing the test of time? No, that's not your.
There's one thing I can speak pretty definitively on. It's marriage, and that one. I don't see much promise.
Think that's lasting?
So you mentioned The Wire and
I was going to say Jerry because she ends this with, I don't have to fuck with any of you.
Yeah.
And she has a settlement in the tens or hundreds of millions coming. So
yeah,
I think, but Tom,
I mean, all
Tom
of those
wins.
Guys,
no, Tom wins.
Tom yeah. Like MVP. All of, but he's that's kind of
the guy that played him is the best actor. So his scenes with Shiv, and how he turned the power dynamic in their relationship. I'm like groveling and need you and put me together with your family to I run this shit and you want me back, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I think Tom's the MVP.
Yeah. Him or like Mattson. I really enjoyed Mattson and like
you enjoy. Mattson was so incredibly well acted because I hate him and you're supposed to hate him.
Yeah. But I liked him a lot. I liked him a lot. I liked when he meets Mencken and he's like, Milkman. It's like, you. It's like, shit, that's so good. I'm going to miss that show. It is on my Rushmore. Like, it is my.
Wait, you said The Wire. Yeah. What did you want to say about The Wire?
So, well, I was going to ask, like, where it sits for you, like, all time. For me, it's up there with, like, I love It, I love Mad Men. The Good Place, and there's another show that I'm probably forgetting that like it's in that top four or five shows ever, and it might honestly be.
You're talking about Succession. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think Succession is on the Mount Rushmore. I think The Wire is number one. I think Sopranos is number two, and then after that, I think there's a handful that are in the discussion. Yeah. But I think that Succession is on that list. For me, it's that and
Breaking Bad was my fourth one.
Yeah, so Breaking Bad's up there. Breaking Bad, yeah, I like Breaking Bad. I haven't seen Better Call Saul yet.
What?
Ooh. I only watched Breaking Bad during the pandemic.
It's on Netflix, and I've been meaning
to watch it. I just haven't yet. Really, for me, I think
bit of a slog heist, at first, but it's better.
Money Heist is up there too.
Never heard of that.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a show that I believe started in. It was only on Spanish television in Spain for the first season or two, and then they like kind of low key canceled it, mm-hmm. and then Netflix bought the rights to it, and then mm-hmm. produced seasons. I think 3, 4, 5, or maybe 4 and 5. Maybe the first three seasons were on Spanish television, and it wasn't that big of a hit. Mm-hmm. It did well, but it wasn't that big of a hit. So watch Money Heist, but just make sure you watch it in Spanish with the, you know, in
subtitles.
Spain Spanish, not Mexican Spanish. Spain Spanish.
Yeah. Barcelona.
Mm-hmm. With the subtitles.
Yeah, but
Money Heist is on the list for me. So, but I Succession is up there. Now, Game of Thrones would be if not for ended. The last terrible.
Yeah.
Seasons, how it ended.
You never saw Mad Men?
I have not seen Mad Men, no.
Yeah, so I have like a soft spot in my heart. So if I did so here's what I'll do. I'll do a Rushmore and a top five. And if it's a top five, then The Good Place is there because I found it really smart and funny and all that stuff. Like really fun, like from start to finish. But Mad Men, Succession, Breaking Bad, Sopranos, and then Good Place, because Good Place, like, it's not really fair to put Good Place.
I did not hear The Wire on there, which is the best show ever. I think what we've learned is just HBO does TV better than anyone else.
Yeah, yeah, and now they aren't even HBO anymore. It's Max.
Peacock saying
I'm about to. Yeah,
yeah, that's funny.
I'm gonna piss off, I would imagine, a lot of people, and a lot of people, oddly, in Lakers circles.
Oh, okay. All right. Am I going to hang out?
I tried watching The Wire and I couldn't get through like the second season. I couldn't do it.
So. No, there's lots of people that. So there's a few theories here, but there's lots of people that don't.
And I know a lot of people are probably going to be like, all right, somebody who says in the intro to the show that they like country music, not liking The Wire. Not exactly shocking or whatever. It took too long. It took forever to get going. So
there's lots of theories here. The Wire was not all that successful when it was playing.
Yeah.
The first season did not. And I think it was kind of a surprise that they got a second season.
Mm-hmm.
So I, at first watch, did not like the second season either. I didn't watch it. I did not watch The Wire as it was out. I watched it after it was done. So lots of people do not like the second season because it is different from the first season. The first season's incredible and people just kind of want that story to continue. And it doesn't really. I mean, it kind of, but not like directly. And the second season was incredibly well received. The ratings were great. The first season, the ratings weren't that great.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think that people think that the ratings were really good in the second season because it was about white people.
Mm.
Now, there's a question whether or not that was a specific decision that was made by the creators of the show. The second season, it's different. If you rewatching it now that I've seen it all, rewatching it a couple times, I've rewatched the show a few times. Rewatching the second season is really good. But mm-hmm. I understand why people are not that into it on the first watch. But
I was just thrown off because it was like you go through the first season.
No, you and think the and you want that story is to completely, continue.
It's a completely different story.
Correct.
So.
Correct. Yeah. There ends up being some overlap, but yes. But it threw me shockingly, off. The second season had very good ratings. I don't know if that's because it's about white people or not. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But that is one theory.
Yeah.
Watch it. Maybe. You like white people? Watch it again. Watch the season two. You'll like there's white people in it. Maybe you'll like it. I don't know.
Is Morgan Wallen on it? Because that's the
not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
There are some bad mustaches though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I you know, at some point I'll tune into it, but I tried and I wasn't able like it threw me off too much when I go from a story in the first season that I was into, and then it's like a completely different story in the second one. I'm like, all right, we're good here.
A lot of people felt that way. Yeah. I understand, but I would suggest
sticking with it.
The Wire's the best show ever, in my opinion. And Snowfall, by the way, Snowfall, which didn't end all that well and kind of fizzled like Game of Thrones in the last season and a half, two seasons. Snowfall's it's in the top 10 for me. It's not, it's not up there with The Wire and Game of Thrones and Succession, but it's quality television. Money Heist. Go watch Money Heist.
Hey, it's brown people apparently. And that's something I'm into.
No, not really.
No, well, not into.
Are you calling Spanish people brown?
Yeah, so that was the implication.
I guess not really, but various people throughout Europe. Just go watch the frig. Promise me you'll give me the first two episodes.
I'll try it.
Give me the first two episodes
at some point. But watch it catch up. I didn't watch any Barry this Spanish. Season. Yeah,
and with the English subtitles. Don't watch it in English because it ruins the acting.
They are never as good. Yeah. All right, man. Well, this was fun. Again, we have the finals are upon us. We're going to continue to see the fallout here of Bob Myers and how that goes. The Lakers are inching slowly towards, you know, some big decisions, and we're going to start getting some more draft intel, I would imagine, here in the next few weeks as well. So plenty of stuff here going on as we wrap up last season and prepare for next. So until then, I'm Anthony Irwin. That was Aaron Larsoul, and this has been the Lakers Lounge.